శ్రీమద్భాగవతం 9th క్యాంటర్ చాప్టర్ 18 టెక్స్ 24 గతే రాజనీ సాధీరే తత్రస్మ రుదతీపితు నవేదయత్ తథా సర్వం ఉక్తం సమిష్టయా కృతం. Translation by Prabhupada. Thereafter, when the learned king returned to his palace, Devadani returned home crying, told her father, Sukracharya, about all that had happened because of Sarmishta. She told how she had been thrown into the well but was saved by the king. Parvati Shloka, text 25. దుర్మనా భగవాన్ కావ్యో పౌరహిత్యం అభిగారయన్ స్తూవన్ భృతిం చ కాపుతిం గుహిత్రా సజయౌ పురాత్. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. As Sukracharya listened to what had happened to Devadani, his mind was very much aggrieved, condemning the profession of priesthood and praising the profession of Unchabhruti, collecting rains from the fields, left home with his daughter. Here last prakara, artha, purport by Srila Prabhupada. When a Brahman adopts the profession of kapota or pigeon, he lives by collecting grains from the field. This is called Unchabhruti. A Brahmana who takes to this Unchabhruti profession is called first class because it depends completely on the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and doesn't beg from anyone. Although the profession of begging is allowed for a Brahmana or sannyasi, one does better if he can avoid such a profession, completely depend on the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead for maintenance. Sukracharya was suddenly very sorry that because of his daughter's complaint he had to go to his disciple to beg some mercy, which he was obliged to do because he had accepted the profession of priesthood. In his heart, Sukracharya didn't like his profession, but since he had accepted it, he was obliged to go unwillingly. His disciples settled the grievance submitted by his daughter. If I have taken shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, complete shelter, completely surrender, there is the question of fear. Why are you afraid? There is no question of fear at all. It's such a lotus feet where there is no fear, no lamentation, no death. Nasagavaya mrutir sara kumar sarnadaya kate kono Vishram Labhya Sarin Bhaveruhaya. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings this song, "O Lord, your two lotus feet is such nice, such a place. There is no fear, no lamentation, no death. I now take shelter there. Complete surrender. This is the only shelter. Is there any other shelter? What is your shelter? What is your shelter? Where have you taken shelter? Premji, where have you taken shelter? TV? Cinema? Naked magazine? Rasgulla? Has taken shelter there? Mr. Allen, where have you taken shelter? Take shelter on this stool, isn't it? Yes, stool. Nonsense. Lotus feet. Krishna is the only shelter. Take shelter there. Understand? Only shelter. Lotus feet of Krishna. Do you understand? Unconditionally surrender. No condition. Complete surrender. Not partial surrender. Understand? 100%. Not 50% surrender or 60% surrender. What is that? Complete 100% surrender, unconditional surrender, that is surrender. Must take shelter there, complete surrender, is not afraid of any situation. Why are you afraid? Krishna's pure lotus feet, such a place, there is no fear, no lamentation, no death. Even he is not afraid of death. Huh? Death is coming, he will die. Huh? Oh, I will die. Huh? The doctor said he will die. Isn't it? Oh, I will die. Psychology became such, it died. Yes, psychology affected. Doctor says you die. Oh, I'll die, thinking, dying, dying, ding, death comes and died. Who can save me from death? Huh? Is there anybody who can save me from death? Or anything that can save me from death? You only have the lotus feet of Krishna. Yes, nothing else. Why you'll die? Doctor said you'll die. If you take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, complete, self-personal, not partial, not conditional, death will never come to you. Yes. Jamaraj will never come to you. You see? Yes. Sopne api, even in dream, Jamaraj will never come to you. Understand? Complete surrender at the lotus feet of Krishna. Why is he afraid? He is not afraid of any situation. Yes. Why is he afraid? You follow? Such a completely surrendered soul. Such a completely surrendered soul. Unconditionally surrendered. 100% surrendered. Is very dear to the Lord. Kaunteha pradyanihi name bhakta panasyati. He has promised this thing. So, Arjuna, O son of Kunti, Arjuna, go! Beating drum, proclaim this thing. Where is proclamation? One will take shelter at lotus feet of Krishna, never perish. I'll give him protection. Yes. So, then why are you afraid? Tomar pradignai soranaivejai tar tar tobe udharibe natho. O Lord, you have promised this thing. One will take shelter at lotus feet. You will protect him, give protection, and you will maintain him. Do you understand? Ankulyasa sankalpa pratikulyasa varjanam rakaisthiti viswasa gatrute varanam tatha atmanikhipa karpunye sarvidha sanagati. One who is completely surrendered, there are 6 symptoms are there. From these symptoms you can understand he is a completely surrendered soul. Unconditionally surrendered soul. What are symptoms? Ankulya sankalpa pratikulya sabarjanam rakaisthi viswasa guptrutye varanam tatha atmanikhipa karpunye sarvidha sanagati. You know? What are symptoms?
He's fully surrendered to Krishna.
Yes, what are 6 symptoms? There are 6 symptoms. From the symptoms you can understand, yes? Yes. He accepts what is favorable for his bhajan. Immediately rejects what is unfavorable for his bhajan. However dear it may be, his wife, his family life, parents, or job, whatever may be, immediately rejected. Is uncongenial, unfavorable for his bhajan. Do you understand? Ankula sankalpa pratikulya sabarjanu rakhishthiti viswaso guptute. And he has firm faith. Krishna must protect me. Do you understand? Firm faith, unflinching faith he has. No tinge of doubt in it. Definitely give me protection. Yes. And guptute varanam means maintain me. That is maintaining. Here unchabruti. Sukracharya says, I would have done unchabruti. That means completely depend on Krishna's verse. They collect the food, grains from the field, that is left. The farmer grows the corn, cuts the corn, takes it away. Do you understand? Whatever fallen there. That Brahman, that grows, the Brahman grows will go and just collect it. And live on it. That is unsamruti. Do you understand? That means it's completely dependent on the mercy of the Lord, isn't it? complete dependent on the master. He is complete surrender. So he is first class Brahman. He is a first class Brahman. He is Gopruti Varantafa. Krishna is my maintainer. Krishna de Rakshadar Palgama. Yes, one way. Krishna is my maintainer. Krishna is my protector. Yes. Who maintains? Me and who protects me? Krishna is my maintainer and Krishna is my protector. It's completely surrender. He thinks like that. Not that, oh, I have a job, I am earning money, that therefore I am maintained. Isn't it? He has accepted job, earning money, therefore his maintainer, family is maintained. If I won't go to job will go, no money, I cannot be maintained. He has fear. So my job is gone, oh, I am dying now. But in complete surrender at lotus feet Krishna, he never cares. And he has firm faith, Krishna, divinely Krishna will maintain me. Krishna will protect me, Krishna will maintain me. Completely surrender. Do you understand? That is his first class Brahma. He is pure Vaishnava. Pure Vaishnava is first class Brahma. Who is first class Brahma? Pure Vaishnava. Pure devotee. Complete surrender, Lord of Krishna, first class Brahmana. That is it. Gaptrutyavaranam tatha. Gaptrutyavaranam. Gaptrutyavaranam means he must maintain me. That is Gaptrutyavaranam. Te Krishna pahiman nātha kubayātmagatam kuru ityevam prārthanam krishnam prāptam swami surupada Gaptrutyavaranam geyam bhaktair sujyataram karam prapattyekārthakatvena padangitvena tatsmutam. Understand? You have that verse? No. This is Gaptrutyavaranam. Oh Krishna, you are my maintainer. Please maintain me. Do you understand? Pahimam, pahimam, pahimam means maintain me. Please completely, I am completely surrender at your lotus feet. Take and shelter at your lotus feet. Please accept me. Do you understand? You are my only master. Do you understand? You are my only maintainer. You are my only husband. Husband means master. Do you understand? The devotee said like that, was complete surrender soul. This is known as Gaptrutyavaranam. Do you understand? Gaptrutyavaranam. Saranagati. Complete surrender and Gaptrutyavaranam, same thing. Meaning same. Ekartha bodhaka. This is one of the angas of Saranagati. Therefore, one of the six angas. Understand? Mahaprabhu says this. Sikyasvai nanda tanuja kingaram. Patitam maṁ viṣamīṁ bhavāṁ budhu kripayātava pāda paṅkata-sthita duṇi sadrusam viśintaya. This is our prayer. O son of Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Tanuja, I am your eternal servant. Do you understand? Though I am your eternal servant, still I am a rascal. I am a rascal. I have committed so many aparadhas, I have committed many wrongs. Do you understand? I was engaged in any materialistic activities, sinful activities, because of my prarabdha karma. I am fallen here in this dreadful ocean of materialistic existence and I have been drowning from time immemorial. Now, please accept me as a speck of dust at your lotus feet. Please think me as a speck of dust and accept me as a speck of dust at your lotus feet. This is prayer by chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Ram. This mode you should chant. This is the prayer. You understand? That means complete dependence on Krishna for your maintenance, for your protection. Kulasekhara. Kulasekhara has this prayer. हे गोपालक हे कृपाजल निधे हे सिंधु कन्यापते हे कंसांतक हे गजेन्द्र करुणापारिण हे माधव हे रामानुज हे जगत्रय गुरु हे पुंडरीकाख्यमन हे गोपी जननाथ पालय परं जानामि न त्वं विना. दिस इज प्रेयर कुलसेन. हे गोपाल हे कृपा सिंधु हे ओशन ऑफ मर्सी हे श्रीपते ओ बैंड ऑफ लक्ष्मी हे कंसनासन ओ किलर ऑफ कंस हे गजेन्द्र करुणा पारिण उसे गजेन्द्र प्रोटेक्ट गजेन्द्र सावर इज मर्सियन गजेन्द्र हे माधव हे रामानुज यंगर ब्रदर ऑफ बलराम रामानुज. Ram means Balaram, his younger brother, that means Krishna. He is Jagatraya Guru, who is the Guru, spiritual master of three worlds. He is Pundarikaksha, or lotus-eyed. He is Gopis, Janavallava, husband of Gopis. I am completely surrendered unto you, please maintain me. You understand? Paraya! Manpalaya, please maintain me. You understand? He's the only maintainer. I don't know anybody but you. You understand? I don't know anybody but you. This is the mood. Complete surrender. Why are you afraid? Mr. Allen, not taken shelter, not surrender, isn't it? Are you surrendered? No, not surrender. Just cheating. Just cheating. Just saying I am surrender, not surrender. Yes. This is Gokturti Varanam Vibhara. Chaitanya Chandra. Dadhi Madhana Ninadesh Tyakta Nidra Prabhati Nibhruta Padam Gharam Vallabhinam Pravishta मुखकमलसमीरैरासु निर्वाप्यदीपान् कवलितनवनीतपातुमं बालकृष्णः. दिस् इस् प्रेयर् भगवन् चैतन्यचन्द्रस्. अर्लि इन् दि मार्निङ्ग् ड्यूरिङ्ग् द कृष्णस् ब्रजलीला वास् मेनिफेस्टिङ्ग् इस् लीला इन् ब्रजभूमि आश्रम आत्मनन्द महाराज. बालकृष्ण कृष्ण इस् बालक ए चाइल्ड. डू अण्डर्स्टाण्ड्? Early in the morning, when the gopis are engaged in tuning, Jogrut, the sound is coming, so he wakes up, sleeping, Bal Krishna, child Krishna sleeping, now waking up, and goes to the house of gopis, stillly, silently, no sound will be produced, very silently goes there, and gopis are engaged in tuning jagrat, lighting oil lamp. You understand? No electricity was there, oil lamp. Still they go and say, extinguishes the lamp. You understand? Going still there, then there is darkness, no lamp. We extinguish the lamp, blowing wind from his mouth. Then spills the butter, because it's all dark now. Who is he? Who is Steve? Who is Steve? Mr. Allen is Steve. This is Bal Krishna, child Krishna's leela. Let that child Krishna maintain me. Understand? This is prayer. This is prayer. Jamunacharya also has prayer. Oh, great devotee is there. Such prayer. So, are you offering such prayer? What prayer are you offering? বট প্রয়ার
Yes.
Then what are you, what prayer are you offering? Nothing?
So I can someday have realization.
Huh?
So I can also have realization.
You offer that prayer? Please grant me mercy someday I'll realize you. This prayer. That's all. Jamnatar is prayer. Tadarunkadru. দ্রুতেনাথবানুতেতন্দয়নীয়বান্নচিনির্মিতমেতদন্বয়ম ভগবান পাড়য মাস্ম জিহয় পাড়য প্লিজ মেন্টেন মি ও ভগবান আই ডোন্ট নো এনি বডি বট ইউ ইজেন্ট ইট ইউ আর মাই ওনলি মাস্টার আই ডোন্ট নো এনি বডি বট ইউ আর ওনলি মাস্টার Without you, I don't know. And also, you cannot find such a person but me, on whom you will shower your mercy. I am the befitting person. You cannot find such a person but me, on whom you will shower your mercy. That is that. Say like that, Mr. Allen. This is our relationship. Is it or not relationship? It is providential arrangement, isn't it? It is providential arrangement. We have established this relationship. Oh, my Lord, please maintain me. Please don't kick me. Understand? This is prayer. This is prayer offered by Jamnacharya. You understand? So these are the prayers for us. Understand. Completely surrendered, completely dependent on the lotus feet of the Lord. This perfect Brahmana, that means a perfect Vaishnava. Pure Vaishnava is pure, perfect Brahmana. Here, Sukradharya says, Uncha Vruti, Kapata Vruti, profession of a pigeon, he lives by collecting grains from the field. This is called Unchabruti. You understand? He never goes to anybody's house and beg alms, never depends on anybody for his maintenance, for his livelihood, maintain his life. He collects some grains falling on the ground, on the field only. Some little grain he gets. And it he lives. That is Unchabruti. That means he's completely dependent and the mercy of the Lord. We follow. He is completely surrendered soul. That is Unchabruti. Such a Brahmana, Grihastha. Grihastha Brahmana. Sukradharya Brahmana as well as Grihastha. So, that verse, 3rd canto, 12th chapter, 42-43 verse, you'll find it is there. Savitrim prajapatyancho brahmanchatho vrutta vata sanchaya sarina shiruncha iti vaigruhe. This is shiruncha means this is Unchabruti. Vaikhanasa balakhilya udumbaraha phenapavane nyase kuditaka purvam bahuado hansa niskriyav. Wow. Great translation.
Then the thread ceremony for the twice born was inaugurated, as were the rules to be followed for at least 1 year after acceptance of the Vedas. Rules for observing complete abstinence from sex life, vocations in terms of Vedic injunctions, various professional duties in household life, and the method of maintaining a livelihood without anyone's cooperation by picking up rejected grains.
Picking up rejected grains, this is Unchabruti. Here it says, yes.
The four divisions of retired life are the Vaikanasas, Valakilyas, Odumbaras, Nipanapas. The four divisions of the renounced order of life are the Kutichakas, Bhavaras, Tamasas, and Nishkriyas. All these are manifested from Brahma.
Four types of ashrama: brahmacharya, grihastha, vanaprastha, jatibrata, isn't it? And every ashrama is also divided by four. It says four. Four types of brahmacharya, four types of grihastha, four types of vanaprastha, four types of jatibrata, alike. What are four types of brahmacharya? Those are brahmachari, there are four types. Savitriya, number one, savitriya. What is that? Savitra Brahmachari is he who keeps Brahmacharya only for 3 nights. Only for 3 nights. The day he gets sacred thread, Upanayana, from Guru, beginning from that, 3 nights keeps Brahmacharya, fourth night he discharges him. You understand? That is Savitriya Brahmachari. Number two, Pradapatya. Pradapatya Brahmacharya means who keeps Brahmacharya for 1 year, constantly, continuously, beginning from Upanayana. Understand? That is Pradapatya Brahmachari. All right? Third, Brahma. Brahma type of brahmachari is one who keeps brahmacharya beginning from Upanayana till he gets the Vedas from Guru. Understand? It's all mentioned there. Gopal is explaining. Explain?
Not explain the word. We have connection.
This is more explanation. Fourth type is Brihadrata Brahmachari. This is Pakka Brahmachari. Who keeps a Brahmacharya whole life? Whole life. That is Brihadrata Brahmachari, known as Naishtika Brahmachari. You understand? He never accepts a wife, never discharges Semina. Keeps Brahmacharya whole life, very strictly observes. He is Brahmacharya. Understand? Known as Naishtika Brahmacharya. First three are known as Upakurvana Brahmachari. They marry. They discharge Semina. But this fourth one is Naishtika Brahmachari. Whole life remains Brahmachari. Never discharges Semina. Never accepts a wife. All right. Four types of Brahmacharya. Similarly, four types of Grihastha. Bharta, Sanchaya, Sarina, Shilunchana. This Shilunchana is that do Uncha Vritti. This Kapota Vritti or profession of Kipija. Just picking up few grains falling on the corn field after the farmer has taken all grains and leaves on it. That is Shilunchana or Uncha Vritti, Grihastha. Brahmana, Grihastha, Brahmana. It means Grihastha, Brahmana. You understand? Bharta, Grihastha is he who does, per se, farming, cultivation. Do you understand? Is Anishita, which is not forbidden in the Vedas. Follows Vedic rules, not forbidden. He does that cultivation, produces some grain and lives on it. That's Bharta Grihastha. Sanchaya, Grihastha is he who does this Brahmana. He all speaks of Brahmana Grihastha. Who does Jajana Jajana? You understand? What is Jajana Jajana? Are you Brahmana? Or Sudra? Sudra, you still remain Sudra. I gave you Brahman, say. Give you mantra, you still remain Sudra. You still remain Sudra. Still Sudra he is. Then you are, what is language? What is language, couple language? You have no faith in Guru's words. Isn't it? No faith in Guru's words. Oh, Guru made me Brahman, I am not Brahman. Why don't you become first class Brahman? Then how can serve Guru, how can please Guru? You remain Sudra. He called Yuga Brahman, isn't it? He called Yuga Brahman. Brahman in Kali Yuga. Call out Brahmana Sudra Dharmina. In Kali Yuga, so called Brahmanas are Sudras. So you are a Kali Yuga Brahmana, isn't it? Not real Brahmana. So Sancha Brahmana, Grahastha Brahmana, that is, who does Jajana Jajana. Jajana means, does Jagya, Vedic Jagya, what are mentioned in Vedic literature, and does Archan, do you understand? Vigra Archan, that is Jajana. Jajana means he becomes a priest. And the Sukracharya was a priest. Do you understand? Priesthood. Paurohitya. He has some students, disciples, he depends on them. He is priest. Do you understand? That is Jajana. Do you follow? That is Sanchaya, third category of Grihastha. Third category of Grihastha, Sarina. That means, you say there, Sarina, what is Sarina?
He never begs.
Yes.
He accepts it, it comes on its own accord.
Yes, that is Sarina. Never begs. Though it is allowed, a Brahman will go out for begging, but never goes and never begs. He accepts whatever comes out by providential arrangement. Rāsita-bhūti. That type of grihastha Brahman is known as Sarina. Then fourth type is Śrīloṃchana. Do you understand? Śrīloṃchana. That fourth type, this is Kuncha-bhūti. He picks up, collects the grain, falling on the ground, on the field. After the farmers have taken away all their grains, cutting, harvesting, everything done, finished, some are falling. So he just picks up those few grains from the field and lives on it. That is Śrīloṃchana, this is Kuncha-bhūti. This is Kuncha-bhūti. Do you understand? Yes, it's very clear. And Śukrācārya appreciates it. But he condemns him, but he has not adopted this occupation, Kuncha-bhūti. Rather, he has adopted this Sancha. He belongs to Sancha category of Brahmana, that he does Jajana accept a priesthood and depends on his disciples for his maintenance and his family maintenance. He condemns and he appreciates Śrīloṃchana this time. Isn't it? Kuncha-bhūti. Then Vānaprastha, four types. Vaikhānasa bāla khilya udunmara phenapa. Vaikhānasa, what do you say?
It's a retired person who lives on half-boiled meals. The section of men who retire from active life and live on half-boiled meals.
Half-boiled meals, what is that?
Half-cooked.
Half-cooked? That you know, who said like
that?
What is giving? Vaikhānasa. What is
the problem? Prabhupada says, the section of men who retire from active life and live on half-boiled meals.
Half-boiled meals. Not that. Yes, it's akrushta prachyabhati. Akrushta means not cooked. Not cooked, it's a half-boiled, not fully cooked. More explanation, the kerns grow in the field without cultivation. Understand my point? Field is not cultivated, some grows, some kerns grow. And he collects that kern. You follow me? That Vānaprastha, that Thai Vaikhānasa Vānaprastha collects that kern. You understand? Not raw, but ripened. Grows without cultivation, grows there and becomes ripened also. He collects that and lives on it. So that is vaikhanasa. He may cook it or may not cook it and live on it. That is vaikhanasa, vanaprastha. Then balakhilya. What Upada said? Balakhilya type vanaprastha?
One who quits, one who gives up his former stock of grains upon receiving more.
Yes. Balakhilya type vanaprastha, they collect some grains, foodstuff, and they keep it. They save something. When they get new, then they reject the saving. That is balakhilya, understand? But as long as they have not gotten new, they never leave it. Whatever they are saving, they live on it. Understand? This is balakhilya type. Audumbara
is one who lives on what he gets from the direction towards which he starts after rising from bed.
When he early in the morning gets up from the bed, that Audumbara type of vanaprastha, the direction first he looks. Eastern direction or western direction or northern direction or southern, any direction looks for, goes to that direction. Understand? Suppose he gets up from bed and looks at the eastern direction, then he goes to that direction, and from that direction, whatever is available, he gets it. He never goes to other directions. That is Pudumba type of vanaprastha. Then Tenapa
is one who lives on the fruits that automatically fall from the trees.
Yes. Tenapa type of vanaprastha is he who lives on the fruit automatically falls from the tree. He never picks up. You understand? That is Tenapa type vanaprastha. All right. Four types of vanaprastha. Then four types of sannyasi. Kutichaka, bahudaka, hansa, niskriya. Kutichaka.
Kutichaka is one who lives with the family without attachment.
Kutichaka is that sannyasi who lives home, but stays outside his house, home, building a cottage, outside he stays, understand, and gets his maintenance from the house, food from the house. That is Kutichaka type of sannyasi. Bahudaka.
Bahudaka is one who gives up material engagements, is fully engaged in transcendental activities.
Prabhupada says it like that.
Giving up all material activities, engaging fully in transcendental service.
These are all materialistic activities. And engaged in fully transcendental life. That means what? Bhakti, you may say. Isn't it? Bahudaka. Further explanation given, jnana pradhan. His bhakti is mixed with jnana. Jnana is dhava. That is bahudaka. Then hansa.
It says fully engaged in transcendental knowledge.
Transcendental knowledge, the hansa type of sannyasi. Then niskriya.
One who stops all kinds of activities.
He is paramahansa. Stops all kinds of activities, completely dependent on Krishna. And day and night, 24 hours engaged in bhajan. Do you understand? Staying in some secluded place, engaged in bhajan, that paramahansa, niskriya. Four types of sannyasi, you follow. But here it says about Kuchabhruti, Grihastha Brahman, isn't it? It's Grihastha Brahman, it says that. And so, you see, in this respect, we may discuss Sukadeva Goswami's activities also. Sukadeva Goswami's activities. Understand me? Sukadeva Goswami is a Brahman. Son of a Brahman, Vyasa's Putra. And how he lives his life. First canto, Bhagavatam says, 1:4:8 verse. So go dohana matram igrahe sugruh medhina avakhete mahavagos tirthi kurubam sadasranam.
He, Sukadeva Swami, was accustomed to stay at the door of a householder only long enough for a cow to be milked. And he did this just to sanctify the residence.
He goes to the grihastha's doorstep in the morning time, when generally they milk the cows, and stays there just at that time they finish their milking cows. At that time, some grihastha may offer his guest, sannyasi, some may offer some milk, you understand? If he won't offer, leave that. So that time he only stands there. It becomes daylight, he lives. He does so, why? To sanctify grihastha's place. Not that to get some milk to fill his belly, no. Any more has been said? Yes, perfect.
Sukadeva Goswami was not accustomed to stay at any householder's residence for more than half an hour at the time of milking the cow. And he would just take alms from the fortunate householder. That was to sanctify the residence by his auspicious presence.
Yes.
Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami is an ideal preacher established in the transcendental position. From his activities, those who are in the renounced order of life and dedicated to the mission of preaching the message of Godhead should learn that they have no business with householders, save and except to enlighten them in transcendental knowledge. Such asking for alms from the householder should be for the purpose of sanctifying his home.
Yes.
One who is in the renounced order of life should not be allured by the glamour of the householder's worldly possessions and thus become subservient to worldly men. For one who is in the renounced order of life, this is much more dangerous than drinking poison and committing suicide.
Yes. Yes. Vishayir anna khaile mali na hai mama, If you take anna from a Vishayi materialistic person, becoming sannyasi, your consciousness will be polluted. Yes, you cannot, consciousness will never be purified, forbidden. Therefore, such sannyasi, they are not a task, completely dependent on Supreme Lord. They go to the doorstep of the grihastha just to sanctify it and to give a chance or opportunity to grihastha to render some service to a sannyasi. Thereby, he'll earn sukruti. That means gives chance, opportunity, that grihastha to earn some sukruti. That is the purpose. They never go there to collect food to fill their belly. That's not the purpose. You understand? To give, I would say, satisfaction or enjoyment to their senses. No. That's not the purpose. Understand? And Sukadeva Goswami are doing like that. This Paribrahaka Brahmachari, Sukadeva Goswami, Paribrahaka Brahmachari. Also in this respect, we'll discuss that this Sudama Brahman, you follow? Sudama is a Brahman and also grihastha, very poor. Sudama is a Brahman and so his children are crying. They are crying out of hunger. Roti da, roti da, roti da. You understand? Give me bread, I am hungry, crying before mother. There is nothing in the house. The mother disturbs father, this husband. Huh? Hey, why are you sitting here? Why don't you go? Make some arms. Don't you hear the children are crying? He's so much engrossed in his bhajan, he never hears all this. Sometimes he may go. Sometimes don't go. You understand? So his wife said, "Oh Krishna, you say he's a friend. He's not king of Dwarka. Huh? So opulent king. Your friend, why don't you go to him and beg something? We are so poor, suffering out of poverty, isn't it?" But Sudama Vipra, no, nothing to be asked for. Krishna, nandanam, nandanam, nasundarim kavisamba, jagadisa kamaye mama janmani janmanishtare bhavata bhakti rahe tukitai. This is our teaching, Mahaprabhu stuff. Don't ask for a material wealth from the Lord, don't ask for material followers, don't ask for a beautiful lady to enjoy, don't ask for liberation. Ask what? Sudha bhakti deva Krishna kribhagari. Oh Krishna, please give me another devotion only. Isn't it? This is the only prayer Mahaprabhu has taught us. What are you asking for? Go! Liberation you are asking? Don't you know this? Sikhyastaka verse, Mahaprabhu teaching? Don't ask anything, only Sudha Bhakti Deho Krishna, Mure Kripa Kari. Oh Krishna, please give me another devotion of this. Do you understand? I am not asking for material wealth. I am not asking for material followers. I am not asking for a beautiful woman to enjoy. I am not asking for liberation, no. Life after life, I will serve your lotus feet, give you all enjoyment, give me Sudha Bhakti. Give me pure devotion, give me another devotion. This is the only prayer. Do you understand? A Sudha Vipra, a such a devotee, is Brahman, Grahastha, pure devotee. He's first class Brahman, completely surrendered. First class Brahman. He knows this thing. Though his wife said, "Go and ask for something," still he knows this thing. He said, "No, I nothing should be asked for. Except pure devotion." So the wife is disturbing all right, let me go. And for a long time I have not seen my friend. Let me go and see him. Do you understand? So he went out. The society of devotee completely surrendered. And also his friend of Krishna, Krishna heart. Sudama Vipra had come, his dear devotee and friend. He came out of his palace, greeted him at the gate, got hold of his hand and took him to his inner chamber and made him seated on his own seat and washed his feet, offered him aarti puja and sprinkled some of his feet washing water on his head. His wife Rukmini, others were watching, "Who is this? Poor man, tattered clothes. Krishna is offering worship." Then Krishna knows everything. He knows everything. So he embraced. Out of love and affection, embraced. Tried to embrace. Sudama Vipra. Then Sudama Vipra stayed one day, then left home. Didn't ask anything. Someday, we're thinking, "Oh, what is this? Such a first-class Brahman, what is his mood? Oh, Krishna embraced me with his chest on which goddess of fortune resides." You understand? Goddess of fortune resides He embraced me that says, out of love and affection, a Brahman who is very poor, Lakshmi Hina, who is brave of goddess of fortune. Understand my language? Who is brave of goddess of fortune? Poor means brave of goddess of fortune. He embraced me with that says, on which goddess of fortune is that. I am not a real Brahman, such is Paka Brahman. But he says, I am Brahma Bandhu. That means, just pretending to be a Brahman, but not pure Brahman. That is Brahma Bandhu. Do you understand? What do you say?
Friend, there's someone like a Brahman.
Bandhu literally means friend. Friend of Brahman, that is a literal translation. Brahma Bandhu means pretender. Pretends that is a Brahman, but not true Brahman. That is Brahma Bandhu. Understand? He says, but he is Brahmanya Dev. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmane Hitaya Tu Jagat Dhitaya Krishnaya Go Vindaya Namo Namo. This is prayer to Krishna. Brahmanya Dev. Who takes care and protects the Brahmanas, maintains the Brahmanas, dear to the Brahmanas. That is the Brahmanya Dev. And he embraced me out of affection. In that test, where Lakshmi Devi resides, goddess of fortune resides, I am such a Brahman, Brahma Bandhu. I am not a Brahman, a Brahma Bandhu, great of Lakshmi, great of goddess of fortune. He said, that is humility, it is Paka Brahma. So, giving commentary on that verse in 10th canto, it is said, what is the cause of Krishna's embracing Sudama Vipra? What is the cause? That he is his friend. Because of friendship he embraced him? No. Friendship is not cause. Brahmanatva is cause. Understand? Vipratva is cause. That is a Pakka Brahman. Understand my language? Pakka Brahman, here he says, who does unsabruti is a Pakka Brahman. Completely depends on Krishna. You understand? Just picks up few grains falling on the field after farmer has taken out all grains and lives on it. It's completely dependent on mercy of Krishna. He is his pigeon profession. Kapoda bruti or uncha bruti is Paka Brahman. That is completely dependent on him. It's Paka Brahman. Krishna embraced Sudama Vipra is a Brahman, is a Paka Brahman. Not that he is praying, therefore he embraced not. Because he is a Paka Brahman, he is completely dependent on Krishna. Do you understand? Pure Brahman. That is the cause. And thereby he manifested how he is a Brahmanya Dev. How such Paka Brahman is very dear to him. Do you understand? He is a Brahmanya Dev. That he manifested. And Sudama Vipra is a pure Brahman, Paka Brahman, completely dependent, therefore he has no pride, he is so humble. Therefore he said, I am not a Brahman, I am a Brahma Bandhu. I am a great pretender, I am not a real Brahman. But he is a Paka Brahman. So he said, I am Brahma Bandhu, Krishna showed such mercy, he is so wonderfully merciful. Uncommonly merciful. That he showed mercy to a Brahma Bandhu like me. Thereby he expresses his humility. Do you follow? So such a Brahman is a real Brahman. He is a Paka Brahman. Pure Brahman. Do you follow? He is a pure Brahman. Such humble and completely surrendered, completely dependent on mercy of Krishna. This is the only projection. In this respect, we should discuss this thing also. Sri Sudra Dija Bandhunan Praina Sudhi Gotara. One 14:25 verse Bhagavata. Sri Sudra Dija Bandhunan Praina Sudhi Gotara. That verse 14:25. 1/4 chapter, 25 verses. First canto. 4th chapter.
Out of compassion, the great sage thought it wise that this would enable men to achieve the ultimate goal of life. Thus, he compiled the great historical narration called the Mahabharata for women, laborers, and friends of the twice born.
Three Sudra Vijabandhuna. Vyasadeva compiled Mahabharata for these three categories of people, three Sudra Vijabandhu. Women, Sudras, and Vijabandhus. Fallen Brahmanas. Pretending like Brahmanas, but not true Brahmanas. They cannot understand Veda, but they may compile. There it says, Sruti Gotara, Traina Sruti Gotara. They cannot understand. Sruti means Veda. This. Women, Sudra, and Vijabandhu, they cannot understand Veda. For them, Vyasadeva compiled Mahabharata and Puranas. Sri Sudra Vijabandhu Namtaina, Sruti Gosara. Do you follow me? In this connection, we discuss the Sukadeva Goswami's Jatibrata and Sudama Vipra's life. Paka Brahmana, Swamabhava. And also in this respect, from Chaitanya Leela, I will see. Chaitanya Leela. Mahaprabhu manifested that Leela, by drinking the water of his feet, was the water of a Brahmana. Brahmana Padabhakapala. Brahmana means Paka Brahmana, completely surrender. Paramarthika Brahman, that is Vaishnava. Vaishnava is pure Brahman. Do you understand? Yes. Bhagavan, Supreme Lord is very dear to his devotees, is Bhaktavatsala, isn't it? Is Bhaktavatsala. Is very dear to his devotees. Even he says, na tathāmi priyatama atma-junir na saṅkara na saṅkarsana na śrīr na ibātmā tathā bhavā. He said this thing to Uddhava. Atma-juni, Brahmā is not so dear to me, Śiva is not so dear to me, my brother saṅkarsana is not so dear to me, my wife Lakshmi is not so dear to me, I myself is not so dear to me. My Atma, that I myself is not so dear to me as you are dear, O Uddhava, the Bhaktavatsala. You understand? Very dear to his dear devotees. So who is Pakka Brahman, completely surrendered Brahman? That is a Vaishnava. So he is known as Ramanadeva because of the Brahman is very dear to him. To see, to show his love and affection and how he is submitted to such a surrender Brahmana. Do you understand? Both, Bhagavan and Bhakta, both are submitted to each other. Understand my language? Bhagavan is submitted to his pure devotee, who is Paka Brahma, and devotee is submitted to Bhagavan. Both of them, each of them are submitted to each other. So in order to show the glory of such a Brahman, Paramarthika Brahman, who is real Brahman, Spakka Brahman, completely surrender Brahman, so his glory, Gaura Sundar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested Jor Leela. Do you understand? Jor Leela, do you understand? What is that?
I think you're sick.
The pastime of being affected with jora, fever, high fever. And what is the medicine for it? While he was going to Vayatirtha, understand? To give pinda for his deceased father. The karmis do it. Do you follow? The karmis do it. Vaishnava never goes to Vayatirtha and never gives pinda. Why Mahaprabhu goes? He, why he went? This is only, what is the language?
External appearance.
External behavior. Just to build up, vimukha mohan, build up the effects, the karmis. You understand? Just external. Because they were criticizing, pasandis, not brahmanas. Yes, the Nimai Pandit, destroys our Hindu dharma. Yes. Just to build up them, no, I am following the principle of Hindu dharma, I am going to offer oblation, pindar to mind, this is father in Goya. This is just to build up them. That's leader. Like theatrical performance, theatrical pindal stage, one comes out as Radha, king, isn't it? Alan came, is Sudra came, Mletso came, the king's dress, sword, big mustache. The king coming, not a king at all. Just pretend that. Similarly, just build up it. He meant it with Leela. And going on there, so he, with his sisters, because he was teacher at that time teaching, he had some students teaching grammar, rhetoric, do you understand? Alankara Shastra, Nyaya also. Some of the students were going with him, so he manifested the Leela. Jor Leela, that he was affected with very high fever. Shivering. Then many students became very much worried. They were in anxiety. They brought many medicines, gave it to their teacher, but Jor, the fever was not going. Increasing. Then they asked, what is medicine? Mahaprabhu said, only one medicine is there. What is that? If you can get some foot washing water of a Brahman, I'll drink that medicine, I'll be free from fever. Fever will go. You understand? That is says, Brahmana Pradodaka, Paramatika Brahmana is a Pakka Brahmana. Who is Vaishnava, who is dear devotee, is completely surrendered unto the Lord, that Brahman. If it was in water, such a Brahman. That is the medicine. So the brought such water, students drank. Lord drank it. And free from jora. And he said, Lokasikya dekhaite dharilena jora. Chaitanya Bhagavata, Adi Khanda, 17th chapter is mentioned. Lokasikya dekhaite dharilena jora. Prakruta lokir praya vaikunta ishwara. Lokasikya dekhaite dharilena jora. Madhyapathe jora prakasilena ishwara. Sishyagana hailena chintitantare. Pathera hikarilena bahupratika. Tathabinathare jora. Hino ishada. Tave prabhu vivasthira usada apane sarva dukha khande vipra phada dukha pane. You have translation? Yes.
One day while traveling, the Lord pretended to have a fever. The Lord of Vaikuntha, the Supreme Personality, wanted to teach living entities, pretended to have a fever, just like an ordinary man.
Like
an
ordinary man, yes.
Halfway to Gayadham, the Lord got this fever, which brought great anxiety to his disciples.
His students, yes.
They tried various medicines and means to bring the fever down, but by the will of the Lord, his fever persisted.
The will of the Lord, fever persisted. Yes. Medicine won't work. You may take medicine, Baba. Krishna doesn't will. Medicine will not do any work. Therefore, we take medicine, thinking that Krishna will work through this medicine. In this way we take medicine. Otherwise you don't take medicine, you don't go to doctor. Dr. Das, where is Dr. Das? Oh. Hey, Dr. Das, Dr. Das, you are moving. Going to doctor, to take medicine. But we take medicine, completely depending on Krishna, that Krishna will act through this medicine. Otherwise, you know, to take medicine. And Krishna in Bhagavad Gita says, Krishnami ausadhi sarva svam bhuttvam rasatmaka. Isn't it? Krishnami ausadhi sarva svam bhuttvam rasatmaka. I, as Soma, as Chandra, moon god, I nourish the medicinal herbs. Isn't it? Gita. That means, Ausadhyaham, I am medicine. Krishna's holy name is unfailing medicine. Amar Ausadha. Enechi Ausadhi Maya Nasivara Lagi. Harinam Mahamantra Levatri Nagi. Mahapusa. I have brought medicine for you to annihilate Maya. That is Harinama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Unfailing medicine. Kabir others medicine or doctor's medicine may fail. Never fail if of unflinching faith in it. That's the fact. Question of unflinching faith. Strong faith. No faith, it will never work. Understand? Sarva vyadhi vinasanam. The holy name of Krishna will destroy all types of diseases. Sarva vyadhi vinasanam. Yes. Why vyadhi? Why diseases will be there? If you attain namavaste, so all diseases are cured. Diseases come because of your prarabdha karma. Someone attains namaste, prarabdha karma is destroyed, then no disease gone because of prarabdha karma. No, it's gone, finished. So, what to speak of one who chants pure name? And gets Krishna, why there is a disease? Still if disease comes, that's what Vaishnava says, this is mercy of Krishna. Yes. Satyan kampan susamikyamana. Munja nevatma krita vipakam vidadhan namaste jo jivita sa mukti pade daiva. Chants pure name, still disease comes. That is not because of his prarabdha karma. This is Krishna's will. He has showered some mercy on you that he has given you this disease. Crossing, he is crossing his pride. You are very puffed up. Crossing pride, now you cry, now you become humble, thereby destroys the pride, destroys any sinful reactions are there, thereby he destroys the Vaishnava accepts like that. I am a very sinful person. Krishna is so merciful that he has put me in such suffering condition, thereby destroying my sinful reactions, so merciful. So he tolerates it and survives. Then he becomes eligible to approach the lotus feet of Krishna. Mukti pade daiva. You understand? So this is by the will of the Lord. That though the students brought so many medicines and applied, gave it, with this fever is not going down, rather increasing. That's the will of the Lord. That
alas, the Lord Himself suggested a remedy. The remedy for all suffering, He said, is the drinking of water that has washed the feet of a pure Brahman.
Medicine for all suffering. That the only medicine for sarva dukha khande vipradoka pane. Viprapadoka pane. Sarva dukha khande viprapadoka pane. This is the medicine. For curing all ills. The feet washing water of pure Brahman, Pukka Brahman. That is medicine, drink the feet washing water. Yes. That Leela Mahaprabhu manifested, He Himself led. Viprapadade kara mahima budhaite paan karilen prabhu apne sakhyate. To glorify the feet washing water of a Pakka Brahma with complete surrender. To glorify, to, do you understand? to show the glory of such water, he himself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, himself drank it. Understand? Himself drank it. This is Paka Brahma. It's complete surrender. Completely dependent on mercy of the Lord. विप्रपाद कपान करिया ईश्वर शीघ्र सुस्थ होला आर नहीं जोरा ईश्वर जे करे विप्रपाद कपान एतान स्वभाव वेद पुराण बोल
टू टीच द वर्ल्ड द यूनिक पोजीशन ऑफ अ प्योर ब्राह्मण द लॉर्ड ड्रैंक द वाटर दैट हैड वॉश्ड द फीट ऑफ अ ब्राह्मण इमीडिएटली अपॉन हैविंग ड्रैंक दैट वाटर द लॉर्ड बिकेम हेल्दी एंड हिज फीवर वाज गॉन
फीवर वाज गॉन यस
सच एक्टिविटीज ऑफ द लॉर्ड It is real nature. This has been discussed in all the Vedic scriptures.
Such activity of the Lord is His real nature. His real nature. Lord's real nature. Because it is all mentioned in Veda Purana. Because Bhakta Bhagavan, understand, each them is submitted to each one. Understand? Bhakta is submitted to Bhagavan, Bhagavan is submitted to His dear devotee. Pure devotee. That Veda Purana says. Je taham dasya pada bhave nirantara, taham avasya dasya kare nishwara, odev nama taham sevaka vaschara, apane hariya balayena bhutya vara, sarvatra rakhya kahena prabhura charan, bala dekhi kemate charive bhaktarana, hena mate kari prabhu jore ra vinas, kunpuna tirthyasi hoila prakas.
In Srimad Bhagavad Gita it is said, Ye tam antrapajite tam satayam vajamyaham. As they surrender to me, I reward them accordingly.
Yes.
Everyone follows my path in all respects, O son of Pritha. When the devotee sincerely desires to become a servant of the Lord, then the merciful Lord grants him eternal servitude. Therefore, he is known as Sevaka Vatsala.
Sevaka Vatsala,
For one who is very affectionate to his servitors.
One is very affectionate to his servitor. Yes.
The Lord readily accepts defeat if it increases the name and position of his surrendered devotee.
Again, what?
The Lord quickly accepts defeat if
quickly accepts defeat of his devotee.
If that defeat increases the name and position of his surrendered devotee.
Defeat. Quickly, what do you
know? He will accept defeat. The Lord will allow himself to be defeated.
He becomes defeated by his devotee. Yes. He admits his defeat. His devotee becomes victorious. Yes. Lord is defeated. Conquered and unconquerable, Ajita Jita. Krishna is unconquerable. Nobody can conquer him. But that the pure devotee can conquer it. Ajita Jita. Do you understand? Conquer the unconquered. The pure devotee can do it. Sarvatra Rakshaka. Hena Prabhu Charana. Yes, read it.
How can devotees who have totally surrendered themselves to the lotus feet of the Lord even think of leaving a shelter at the Lord's lotus feet?
How can he think of? Devotee think of. Leave the lotus feet of the Lord. Is that? Then how such a surrendered soul, how Lord can forsake him, kick him? It's also inconceivable. You cannot think it out. Hena mate kari prabhu jore vinas kumpuna tithya se vina pravas.
The Lord continued his journey, now cured of his fever. He came to the pilgrimage of
Kumpuna. So when all medicines fail, Lord is not cured of the fever, then to teach people Jagat Guru, who is Jagat Guru, the Guru of the whole world, Mahaprabhu, prescribes the medicine. This is the medicine that gets water, feet, washing water, of a Vishnu Tattvaveta Ajyutatma Brahmana. Understand my language. No Vishnu Tattva. Who is Ajyutatma Brahmana, who has accepted Ajyutatma, is life and soul. Such a Brahman, get water. It was water of such Brahman. That is medicine. You understand? These people, who is very dear to the Lord, he himself drank and became cure of the fever. Manifested this Leela. And Narayana Leela, what is it? Bhrugu, the Brahman, your Brahman Bhrugu, when they are Narayana sleeping and the bed of Ananta Nada Sadhya, Lakshmi Devi is massaging his legs. Bhrugu, oh, sleeping here! Keep him, on his chest. Immediately got up, you might be feeling much pain on your feet. My chest is harder than a block of stone. Yes, you might have felt much pain. Massaging his feet, your feet is so soft. Your Brahman's feet is so soft. Your Brahman, you didn't inform me beforehand, immediately you arrived here, so I have committed wrong not to treat you nicely. How he said? You are Brahman, you are Brahman, feet is so soft, you might have gotten so much pain, kicking my heart, chest harder than a block of stone. So, and he kept that footprint there, Bhrugu Pada Chinna. This is Bhaktavastava Brahmanya Deva, I was very dear such Brahmanas, Brahmanya Deva Bhagavan is Narayana Leela, isn't it? In Gaura Leela, accordingly in Gaura Leela, he established the glory of such a Brahmana, Achyutatma Brahmana, Mama Kitin Vakshara Vidya Achyutatma Brahmana. Glory, he established it. By drinking the fitwas in water, such a deep process of Brahman. This is first class Brahman, you understand? Very dear. Lord himself is submitted to him. Lord himself serves his lotus feet of such a Brahman. Krishna served the lotus feet of or worshipped at the lotus feet of Sudama Brahmana, embraced him. Yet Mahaprabhu drank the water of it. It was in the of Brahma. It was in the water of Brahma. This is Brahma. You understand? Yes. This is Brahma. And say, Lord eats in the mouth of Sad Brahma. So Brahma will be fed, the Lord is fed. Isn't it? They are very dear. And they completely depend on the mercy, that they are not depend on anybody. And Sukracharya knows this thing, therefore he speaks of Unsabhruti. He hates his priesthood. He hates it. Yes. I have adopted this occupation, priesthood. He hates it. I have adopted Unsabhruti. It's so dear to me. This Unsabhruti. Thank you very much. Upadhi Maharaj ki jai. सुमीत भक्त बिंद की जय भागवत कथा तो क्या फुल विश्व दी है टू द लॉर्ड टू होम लॉर्ड इज सबमिटेड आर यू डिवोटेड नो pretending like a devotee, said the head, steel off, Kanchimala, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Devotee is completely surrender. Do you understand? Unconditionally surrender. Not partial surrender, not artificial surrender, not conditional surrender. Unconditionally surrender, 100% surrender. Do you understand? Completely dependent on Krishna. And he has unflinching faith. Do you understand? Unfiltered bath in the words of sadhu, shastra, guru, Krishna. Understand? Satya devotee. The Shraddha. Shraddha means faith. Faith in Krishna, faith in the words of Krishna, faith in the words of sadhu, shastra, guru. That is Shraddha. Unfiltered bath. Strength. That is foundation. That's the foundation, first thing. Adu Shraddha, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Rupa Pad says, Adu Shraddha. First thing is faith. Unflinching faith in Krishna, worship Krishna, worship Sadhu Shastra Guru. And that is the foundation. That is the foundation. Foundation should be very strong. Then you can build the Bhakti Saudha. What do you say in English?
Mansion.
Saudha means mansion. Bhakti Saudha. What is that?